Welcome to the Wednesday, February 15th, 2012 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am recording today from Jacksonville, Florida. Of course, the big item today is Microsoft's Patch Tuesday. We got, as expected, 9 patches. Now, no real big surprise here. Let me go over a couple of the highlights. There was the usual Internet Explorer cumulative patch, which I think is probably the most important one here to apply. Not because there's any like current exploit out, but exploitability index on the vulnerabilities is likely, so it shouldn't be too hard to write an exploit. And in the past, we have seen them being exploited pretty quickly. Also, very first one, MS-12.8, the code execution vulnerability in Windows kernel mode drivers. That one, the vulnerability actually has been disclosed for a while. No public exploit available, but again, it's one of these kernel mode drivers vulnerabilities that does obtain admin access, and again, exploitability is likely on it. Now, we also had two vulnerabilities that I want to clarify a little bit. The one was the color control panel vulnerability. That's MS-12-12. Now, one comment was, why are we rating it as critical for workstations, even though the vulnerability itself only applies to servers? Well, when we talk about a workstation, our ratings, it means the system is used as a workstation. This color control panel, by default, is not installed with the server versions of the Windows operating system. However, it may be installed, particular for the desktop experience environment, I think Microsoft calls it, which allows you to use the server more like a desktop. So that's why I think we pointed this out as a critical vulnerability for workstations, not because it does affect workstations usually. So it only affects the server operating system if it's being used as a workstation. The other one we got some feedback on was the last one, MS-12-16, in particular with the Silverlight patch. Some people do report issues where Silverlight no longer works correctly or the patch does not apply correctly. Again, Microsoft does have an 800 number. If you have any issues with security-related patches, please use that number so Microsoft can register these issues and come up with a fix. If you hear anything regarding a fix, of course, we will amend the diary. But Microsoft wasn't the only one patching today. There is also a patch for the Java runtime environment. So for all the Java users out there, pay attention and patch. And then Adobe also had two bulletins. The one for Shockwave Player is probably the more important one. First of all, it's critical. It does allow remote code execution. The other one, RoboHelp for Vert. I don't think that software is used that frequently, and the vulnerability is a cross-site scripting vulnerability in code that you generate using this tool. The one thing I haven't, or one aspect I haven't gotten a good answer for yet is, if you use an old version of RoboHelp for Word, if now documents created with that old version are vulnerable and need to be recreated. So that's something to check if you're using the software. Well, lots of patches today, but we got a little bit time for additional news. Just got the diary here from Manuel. Now, Manuel lives in Colombia, so he's usually going to google.com.co, and recently he had issues with Forefront, Microsoft's threat management gateway, throwing a false positive whenever he went to the Colombian version of Google. Turned out to be a false positive, and should be fixed in recent versions of Forefront. and more vulnerabilities for SCADA devices or programmable logic controllers, PLCs. Turns out that many of them are using a bad Ethernet or IP stack, which can cause a remote denial of service on the device if you're sending a bad packet to it. And if you remember, TrustWave recently was caught in selling a man-in-the-middle certificate, essentially a certificate that can be used to sign other certificates. Mozilla threatened to revoke a TrustWave certificate in the Firefox browser. Well, Mozilla now decided not to do that. However, essentially what Mozilla came back with, it told certificate authorities to not do that again or they will be revoked. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.